Right.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for getting together on such short notice. We will start with the roll call, please.
Matt Bellows.
Here.
Bobette Patton is absent today. Brendan O'Brien.
Here.
Cynthia Martin should be joining us soon. Brandon Bradshaw.
Here.
Byron Price.
Here.
Karen Bernstein.
You're on mute.
Here. And Chair Kathy Sorkin.
Okay, thank you. All right. Are there any public comments have we received?
We did not receive any public comments, and we do not have any attendees at this time.
Okay, and you'll alert us if additional people other than our members, board members, hop on. Okay. Mayor, do you have some comments for us this evening?
Nope. Or? Well, I think the only thing I would say is thank you to everybody who can join us. I know we're taking some time out. Kathy or Brooke may spend a little bit more time explaining, but we've gone through all the proposals. Staff's gone through the proposals. At the meeting we had last week that we apologized, we didn't have a quorum. We allowed people to get up and speak so that if they had a presentation or they just want to make one of their comments, they could. This is just a step forward to move these applications to the next step where you guys actually hear a formal presentation from all of these folks. Again, Kathy and Brooke can give you more. I would just like to, if at all possible, move these things to the next step so you guys can have the presentations, then you guys take a vote, then you bring it to council, and then we'll make a final decision on EDRST funding for all these projects.
Okay, great. Thank you. By the way, I flew right past the minutes, and we are approving minutes, so if someone would make a motion to approve the July 13th, August 24th, and the November 2nd minutes, they were in your packet, that would be great. We can get that business out of the way first. Is there a motion?
So moved, Bellows.
Second?
Second, Price.
Okay. Any discussion or corrections? Okay, if there are none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. The minutes are approved. All right, the next order of business is the new business that we were unable to finalize last week. I apologize. My husband just got diagnosed with COVID, and I may be following him quickly, but suddenly I'm getting a cough. The applications were discussed at length at the last meeting. However, I don't want to preclude anybody from asking any questions, particularly those who weren't there.
And if I may, Chair Sorkin, I do want to point out that there was an additional application from the farmers market for their Wednesday market for $17,000. They actually submitted that application back in October when we started the initial process, and it was placed on hold due to the large requests we received from the LSBD and wanting to go through this process. So that was on me that I had that in a separate file, not for the new applications we received, but it's the farmers market Wednesday spot that they've started last year, and they would like funding for that again.
Okay, very good.
Madam Chair, if I could, Brooke, can you send the Zoom invite to Cynthia Martin again? She's trying to get in.
Yes, I will.
Well, sorry about that.
Okay.
Get that. I'll have to send her the attendee link because I had the meeting was set up because I forgot I was going out of town Friday. And so I had to call and have them set the meeting up for me. So I will send her the attendee link and she can come on and then I'll move her over as a panelist.
And Kathy, do you have a thought? Do you want to go through one by one, or do you want to just say, do people have questions? How would you like to?
My thought would be that because we discussed it so much the other night, and this is not a final approval of anything, what it would be is kind of for this round, at least, if we were to pass a motion that advanced, for instance, all of the projects other than those the city staff had recommended not advance due to their inability to meet the guidelines or completion or whatever, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But if everybody wants to take it a one by one vote, I won't object either. But
how can we tell which ones the city rejected?
I think Brooke's going to tell us that again. I think that's the most important thing that would happen tonight. Everything else that would get approved could be denied at the next meeting after the presentations or modified. So, Brooke, you want to kind of go over the ones that you identified as having not met the requirements?
Yes. So there were three that we staff is recommending that we not invite to present. The first one being Clayton Building Partnership. The request was for $79,361.75. It was the proposed project was roof repairs to the shopping center located at 7808 through 7886 Olive. The reason staff is recommending they not present is that this project was already completed and paid for. And so this applicant is basically seeking funding for a project that he'd already completed. And we typically approve projects before they've been completed, and then they pay for it and they get reimbursed. So this would just be out of order to approve the project after the person or the applicant had the work done. The second one that staff is recommending not move forward, Lil Smarties Learning Center. Amount requested $189,200. The proposed project was a Tech Ed Families Initiative to provide families with accessible tech learning opportunities and a local community mini tech resource center. While admirable, this is not a project that promotes economic development. These funds are typically reserved for projects that are going to increase economic activity, draw people to spend their money in our business districts, etc. And we did not see how this proposed project would fit into that category. The last application that staff is recommending not move forward, there were two applications submitted by this applicant, and so there's only one we are saying should not move forward. Venture Hill Enterprises, which you'll note on your project summary that I listed that it had an incomplete application because there was no amount provided. So this proposed project was for the redevelopment of 7489 Del Mar Boulevard, formerly Jordan's Auto Service. They were proposing to develop it into a mixed-use building. They did not provide an amount that they were requesting. They do not currently own the site. When we received this application, staff learned that the owner of that structure recently passed away. And I don't even think anybody's had time to figure out what they're going to do with it. So we just thought this was a very premature application to submit. And then when you don't have an amount that you're requesting, that makes it difficult to determine if it's a relevant funding opportunity as well. So those are the three that we are recommending not move forward to presentation.
Here's a quick question on that one.
Mm-hmm.
How is creativity and problem solving promote economic development?
Creativity and problem solving.
I thought this Venture Hill.
So the Idea Lab and the Delmar Loop, we when I spoke with the city manager about that, we thought this might be something similar to what the Lewis Collaborative does, where they would maybe have like entrepreneurs and whatnot. There's more information in their packet. I just kind of gave you a one-liner. So again, we're not approving them tonight. We are simply inviting them to present and at that time, we all can ask more questions before we score their applications and make a decision on who should be recommended for funding. So we're hesitant about that one, but thought that we could at least allow them to present and give us more information and make their case as to how it does, how they really would use that space.
I had a quick question. I wasn't able to attend last week, but the Merrimack Capital Project, the former Three Kings space, who's applying for that? Is that the tenant or the owner? Or where's the insurance come in there?
So it is the new property owner. So, and that is a very, very good question. The building was purchased from the previous owner who did keep the insurance proceeds, and we are assuming sold the property for a very low price to this this new owner. So it is the new owner of the building that is requesting assistance in rehabbing the structure. He did speak at the meeting last Thursday, and he did note that, you know, the rehab will, you know, occur with or without the funding from the EDRST board. Obviously, he saw an opportunity to apply for funding and he took it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's a little challenging for some of us, I would have to admit, on that one, Brendan. That's
And I think any of these they kind of come with a real estate deal. You know, I would think we're like a but for, you know,
right, part of
the capital stack, but for us it wouldn't happen. But we need to know that the rest of it is really locked down, and we don't want to put money in and then the building never gets completed. And, you know, so there's a lot of questions, certainly, with a situation like that. So,
and again, when we have our next
meeting is for.
Mm-hmm. And when we have our next meeting, that will be the opportunity to ask those questions directly. The reason that we structured the process like this, the city manager kind of tweaked it at the end, because as you guys know, we really have very little parameters on this program. The application literally says any business can apply, submit your idea and we'll go over it. And so that does result in a number of applications coming in that may not fit with the spirit of what this funding is intended for, which is to, you know, for economic development. So as I mentioned Thursday, my approach to it, when people have called and they wanted to apply, I've just like, submit your application. We review them on a case by case basis. Again, the three that we're not recommending move forward, I think we're pretty clear cut to staff that these just don't fit the economic development purpose, the funding guidelines. The ones that we are saying, hey, let's let them present. I don't want to make it seem as though we are 100% backing all of these. We just think, let them present. We have questions. I'll have questions. I am reserving my scoring. We have a scoring matrix that is used for this. That will be reserved for after the applicants present, so that any questions, any holes in there are answered. Our senior planner will also attend that meeting, and she will help me with the scoring from the comprehensive plan perspective. As you guys know, we just recently approved a new comprehensive plan, and that is one of the items on the scoring matrix. So you'll have economic development and someone from planning and development that'll be hearing the, and she has copies, so she's reviewed them as well. But you'll have someone from two departments on the staff side hearing these presentations and then filling out the score card, if you will. And again, and you don't have to fund any of these at the amounts that they're requesting either. If you think, well, we could give a little something, you know, that's up in the air too. But Yeah, and then after this round, when we get past this, we'll probably talk a little bit more about putting some guidelines on the program to kind of make it like facade improvement, where it's clear cut. These are the eligible expenses. This is what you can spend the money on to kind of help facilitate the process.
Okay.
So if you all don't have any additional questions, and if you do, I'm more than happy to answer about any particular one. What we would be asking for tonight is a motion to exclude those three and move the rest of the applicants forward. And
also add the Wednesday market?
And add the Wednesday market, yes.
Okay.
Which the farmers market already had a second application on there as well. So they were already planned. We already were going to invite them to present. They just had a second application that I forgot about from October.
Was the iNeighborhoods also a late addition, Mr. Sandell's application? Or is that...
No, he wasn't a late addition. He just sent additional information. And so I just forwarded the email. I was in the car Friday and I saw his email. And so he wanted to send you all the link. I know the letters of support were not required. That's something he did on his own, but he wanted to send you all a link so that you could access, I believe, the camera that he's looking, you know, to see what the program is that he's looking to expand.
Brooke, this is Cynthia. I apologize. I joined late. What are the three that we are not considering or that we're considering not inviting?
Clayton Building Partnership, which was the roof repairs on the shopping center on Olive because the project was already completed ahead of time. The Little Smarties Learning Center because the Tech Ed Families Initiative where they're providing tech learning opportunities and a mini tech resource center. It does not align. It's not an economic development function. And then Venture Hill Enterprises, because they don't have an amount provided. They don't currently on the site. And we just thought this was too premature. The project had not even been heard of by the planning and development department, which, you know, that's usually your first stop when you are talking about a redevelopment initiative is usually P&D.
Thank you. Apologies, team, for having to go back through those.
It's okay. Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion as outlined by Brooke?
Motion, Karen Bernstein.
Second, Brandon Bradshaw.
Thank you, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Is there any further discussion, questions? If not, I call for a vote to approve the motion to add the Wednesday Market project to advance for consideration and to inform the three proponents of the three projects that Brooke just outlined be informed that they are no longer under consideration in this round.
How much time does each of these presenters have? Do we put a time limit on it?
So we will likely give them about 10 minutes to present. We'd initially said 3 to 5 per application, but the Loop Special Business District kind of throws that off with their 10 applications. So, you know, probably a 10-minute, I think, to do a run through a PowerPoint, answer any questions that you all may have. The Loop will likely have more than that. We'd probably give them about 30 minutes. I'm going to do my best to make sure our meeting is not an all-day meeting. We will be meeting in person. And I do need to talk to you all about the date of the meeting. But yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, 10 minutes for each person to present, answer any questions, and then move on.
But it does in the past, there in the old days, we were there for a number of hours. You know, it can, you know.
My guess is we'll
do a lot of Q&A. Pardon me?
I bet it's probably, judging by this list, I bet you you're probably done. Brendan may remember this too. Probably 2 hours, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I think
they present to the full committee, or do we split up?
Both so they present to the full committee, which is thank you, Karen, for the question, because we do need to revisit the date because Karen and Matt do have a conflict with the 15th. That is a board meeting night, a school board meeting night. So but I know everyone else has committed to that. So I don't know how we want to handle that.
One more question in terms of the process. Are you going to score them that night and vote that night, or are we just hearing all the proposals and then we do maybe a Zoom meeting to discuss the vote and get after you've sent out scores? What's your plan on?
So my plan was always for you to have time to sit with them after the presentation before the vote. Good. However, the city manager did say, well, if you wanted to vote that night, you could. So I really think the ball is in your court. I initially planned it so that you all would have the time to sit with it. And he knows that, and he's okay with that as well. He just said, if it's up to you all, basically. You could take the vote that night, or if you want to, let's say we do that whatever day we pick, and then, you know, maybe give you guys a couple of days and we do a Zoom like this at 5:00, you know, I think that's an option as well.
I don't know what anybody else thinks. I kind of prefer that. I think it. There's some benefits to doing it that way, but.
So as far as the presentation date, so we are currently set for the 15th, Thursday the 15th at 6:30 p.m. However, our two school board representatives will not be able to attend. So do we want to?
Yeah, I cannot attend either. I'll be on an airplane.
That's correct. I forgot. Cynthia also told me she would not be able to attend because she will be on an airplane going somewhere beautiful. I know we've typically done Thursdays. I don't know what other day of the week works for.
About Tuesday, just throwing it out there. Wednesday, or excuse me, Tuesday the 13th.
I don't know if you can move it.
If you guys have quorum, you have quorum. So,
well, I don't know if it's so. Here's the thing: we initially planned for them to present on the 1st, so we wouldn't be. Well, you know what? But you're right. That probably would not be good manners, because when I knew we weren't presented on the 1st, I did tell them the 15th. So it might be, yeah, a little.
How about the 20th, February 20th?
The 20th, we have our housing and third ward task force meeting that evening. So Byron and I are not available.
21st.
I can do the 21st.
Yes, I can do it.
Carol says he can. Matt said he can. Brandon?
Cynthia?
Yes.
Yes. Byron?
Yes.
21st. Brendan says the 21st. That's everybody. Cynthia, 21st? Well, you got on, and you still got Bobette. Got to loop Bobette back in.
Yes, yes.
How about Wednesday the 21st? Can we start early enough to where?
Yeah.
Can we do 5? Is 5:00? Does that work? I don't know what everybody does.
Hey, but I'm semi-retired, so.
And it works for me because I get off at 5. Iron? I can.
Karen has a real job. Karen.
I can make it work.
Okay,
Iron, can you make 5? Byron, can you make it 5:00 work?
Yeah, I can make it.
Okay.
Great. Brendan?
Yes.
Brendan?
5's good.
Hey, Brooke, right. send me a notice or something tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'll send everyone because I'll send out like the calendar invite. I'm trying to make sure I do those for you so that it goes on your calendar if you keep a calendar. So I'll send out the calendar invite for the 21st at 5 p.m. We will meet in person at the Heeman Park Community Center. And then I'll send out, once I confirm the item, I don't anticipate an issue getting the community center, but once I confirm it, then I'll let the applicants know and give them the parameters for their presentations.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, Kathy, can I ask again? I'm going to say, because we've got new people on, I've got one vacancy on this thing, one vacancy on EDRST. And if you know someone who would like to participate and be a part of this, I would more than welcome having one more person on this board. And if you just give me their name, I'll make outreach to them and see if they want to fill out the application. You know, as you know, it only meets probably quarterly on average. Not that often, can be by Zoom or in person. It'd be great to fill the last spot. Matt Erker resigned when he and his wife had their third child. So I get it. So if you think of somebody, please let me know. And in particular, if there's someone who's been on this board before and you think they'd like to be back on, I'm game. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. I'll be quiet.
Okay, great. All right. We've decided our next meeting date. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if there's nothing else.
I'll make a motion.
All right. Okay. Second, somebody.
This is Cynthia.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.
Take care.